Okay, so understanding this basic walking mechanics of the ilium movement on the sacrum is a fundamental piece of this whole mosaic that we've been building around the lumbar and sacral biomechanics. So when we add the leg pattern, I hope that this sort of brings a whole vision to your understanding. So look at the illustration, the first two illustrations here. Actually, we'll start with number two. When the leg is in its push phase of the gait, the ilium rotates forward on the sacrum a millimeter or two. It's not a big movement, but it's a distinct movement. And remembering that the shape of the sacroiliac joint is like the letter C facing backward, you can see that the anterior movement of the ilium is following the C shape. So it just rocks forward a little bit in the push-off phase. And then as the leg finishes the push and swings through its swing phase and the heel strikes, the ilium converts backward to a slightly posterior rotation on the sacrum, following that C shape backward. So that's called the nutation of the ilium on the sacrum in walking. So it nods forward on push and backward on strike.